I'm not going to start the 30 until we actually start talking. I think that's fair. No, but it's still going to be 30 minutes. It's just, you know, we got to get the cobwebs out. You know what I'm saying?
I never have cobwebs.
I'm going to leave that comment alone. let's be respectful.
Be respectful. Be respectful.
Oh man, it's been forever. For a long time I've been thinking about how are we gonna address our audience again, and I had no idea.
Because it's
like, because the thing is, it's like, yo, we like bounced, and it was very much giving. This is over. Thanks for
it was.
Thanks for
life
y'all.
Was lifing me hard.
Life was lifing all of us, yo. Between work and just personal and everything else. I mean, good moments, but then bad moments too. I mean, that's just life for you. But shit, it took us.
And we also had to find our sync as well, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. You know, just navigating through the waves of time and just, you know, getting back together again. Yee-hee!
What was that? What was that noise? Ah.
It's my new noise for 2023, all right? So, and also, new year, new me.
I'm not doing that. No, we're not doing that again. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me three times, this is over.
I think, like I said, I am evolving.
When are you going to get to the final level? When is the evolution over? I mean,
I don't think evolution has an end point. Oh. No. Why would evolution have an end point? That means you fully evolved and there's no more growth behind that.
Right.
And
but when do I want to stunt
my growth? Do I want to stunt my growth? Not right now. We're still at that high level of increase and accelerated growing.
Right. But when do we hit like a high plateau where the growth is just consistent and then we shot up to another level of growth?
I think I did very well in 2022. I did.
That's the question.
I did great, right? And in 2023, I am keeping it in the holster, you know? You know, I am, you know, just talking to someone and they've just been reading me for filth, you know, when I do my little blow ups or my little cuss outs and, you know, trying to therapeutize me without the greatest credentials. But, you know, I try to keep it in the holster and just receive it well, you know, whenever I do my little temper tantrums or my curses out or just, you know, just getting mad at people. I don't do this professionally, but outside of in my personal, I do get myself getting angered easily. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had the nerve to say that, you know, those are little bouts of anxiety whenever I lose control of certain things. And I had to swiftly deny that because I don't feel like I'm anxious of anything.
But I think after, that's a big lie, but carry on. I think you do carry a little bit of anxiety. We all do. It happens.
I'm going to put it back in the holster again because I wasn't finished with my sentence.
Fair enough.
I reflected back on the words that were said to me before people were, you know, rudely interrupting the thought process. I reflected on the words that were said to me and I realized that there may be some truths to it and I have received it well. So this is why it's still in the holster, and I've done well in 2022. 2023 might be a little unstable. I am not going to hinder myself anymore because I found myself just not saying what's on my mind and not being as impulsive as I should be, and it was not good for me. I needed to still create those boundaries for people because they felt as though that they can come in and say what they want to say. Treat me however I wanted to be treated. So my goal, instead of just completely withdraw from how I feel or how I am in my natural element, is to find a balance between the two. Between putting it in the holster and then frequently taking it out.
Bang, 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 bang. I love that. That's so good.
Yeah, you see, I just want to circle back to where you interrupted me earlier. You see how I grew from that, and I did not.
See, if you really grew, you would have never mentioned it again.
I'm just reflecting on that, that I have grown within that time frame okay. that I didn't have to, you know, because I my tongue can be very, very lethal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you grew rapidly in that moment. And that is new year, new you. Good stuff.
I did start it off with that. Yes.
All right. Well, I see how I brought it full circle. It's called the full circle moment. Love that for us. Sophisticated ignorance.
You slide it right in, didn't you?
Nope. Don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right. Here we go again. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sophisticated Ignorance, the podcast who has been a long time, should have left you without no means to step to. But we are back. We are still alive. The earth is still spinning, even though we haven't been. And we miss y'all. And it's you might say, these niggas don't. But we do. We really do.
I did. Shoot.
Yeah, I missed it.
I don't have any DMs. And I am off social media. That's still a part of my process, mm-hmm. you know, to not be so impulsive and reactive for me and my mental health. So, but I do have people sliding into the WhatsApps now. Apparently WhatsApp's a social media platform. I did not know. I thought it was just a Caribbean way to do our barter trade and text messaging for free, right? But anyway, we doing status stories, Instagram posts, everything on WhatsApp now. But anyway, back to people telling me, oh, is the podcast still around? You know, what's going on? I didn't hear anything. When can I come on? And I'm like, okay. So people do listen. So mm-hmm. I am mm-hmm. thankful for that. I'm thankful for the audience. I'm thankful for everyone who's been checking in and asking about when are we coming back. And guess what? Return of the Mac. We're here.
Return of the Mac.
The Mac is here.
All right. That is big words, Guan. Yes. we are back. You know, it would be too much for us to recap every single life moment that happened between the last episode and now. So we're going to spare you all the details if y'all want to know. Well, DM me if you want. Grovy, find her somewhere.
You opening up your DMs?
It's not. DMs are open. Oh. But they are screened. There's a big difference. See, people can have the DMs opened, but people don't screen their DMs. So they get these random, you know, left and rights, and then they don't know how to handle it. I mean, if people truly care about this platform, they would say, hey, man, what's going on? How you been? And I will very much respond. Disrespect will not be allowed in the DMs. Hashtag no disrespect 2023. Well, I mean, I just won't handle it. I just won't handle it. So all that being said, let's get into our first aspect of, you know, why we're back, but also to recap the year since we've been gone and all the crazy highlights that have happened. So who would like to begin?
Well, you know, for me, the biggest thing that 2022 has, you know, shown for me was the embracing of Black people and us coming together for a cause. You know what I mean? And one of the things that really, you know, I ended, I guess, before we you know, had a little hiatus was the Brittany Garner arrest in Russia. And, you know, there was a lot of, you know, teeter-tottering on the fence people about it, whether or not it was right for her to be arrested in Russia or the conditions. And, you know, people were for it. People weren't against it. You know, her conditions being locked up for something that, you know, for me personally, I don't think is serious, especially now that, marijuana has been progressively moving upwards on the trends of being legalized now, you know, and places like Amsterdam and other European places been selling these space cakes and having all of these types of, you know, it's cultural there. But now seeing how Russia embarked on it, of course, within the airport system, they have their own protocols. They have their own systematic viewpoints to make sure that everyone aligns to the correct, you know, security processes. But the extent of the crime for me was too much.
Yeah,
way too much. Way too much.
And she was there for way too long. I mean, thankfully, you know, within that time, she was released recently, you know, as we were recording a couple months ago, but or a month or so ago. But everything that she had to go through in that process of, you know, especially, you know, feeling for her wife, you know, just kind of going through the notions of like, is my partner okay? What is going on there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's mm-hmm. being transferred from one facility to another, then that being radio silent. Like, it's never good when your, you know, partner is apprehended overseas. And if you don't hear from them, it's kind of like you're, they're now at the whims of another government. You know what I mean? So
it was like an international tug of war for her. And she was in the mix of it. And they were going to give her time 9 or 10 years. Either 9 or 10 years for residue in a cartridge. And mm-hmm. what killed me was how they played a trade-off with...
I mean, but it worked.
It did. They traded Britney for an arms dealer, a Russian arms dealer, Victor Bout. But the reaction of everybody else, well, you know, non-black Twitter, was they should have sent somebody else instead for Britney. Like, was she worth it? Like, he had so much dealings with the arms and we could get so much more from somebody else. And I'm like, hey, listen, America did what they had to do.
They did what they had to do.
This is the first time I have to say America did what they had to do and got back our girl. The only bad thing about it is that...
We did it, Joe.
They made her cut her dreads. Her locks were cut off. I was so pissed off with that.
But the voice, though. I mean, the voice is still there. The voice was getting the people what they wanted. You know what I'm saying? Not for more.
I'm happy she's back home. But I don't know about you.
We are all... we are very happy that she's back. As I said, that whole scenario was just ridiculous. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people argued because you see, when it comes to these type of cases, everybody, especially if you're on Twitter or whatever, everyone starts pulling out their law degrees and starts debating on, oh, well, you know, she should have known it was illegal and technically, you know, she broke the law and all that bullshit. But
who knows it's illegal, though? You going on a trip. Your friends wants to go on a boys trip or whatever. You carry your handy dandy thing. You break it up, whatever, whatever. Put it in separate components. People do it all the time. The amount of Americans or just people in general just carry all kinds of vape pens laced with whatever of their choosing. Do they actually research the country to make sure that... If I get caught, this is what it is. No.
Right.
I mean, you bite the bullet.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't think anyone is I don't think that anyone has like the proper know-how to know like every single rule in a certain country, especially if they're visiting, you know what I'm saying? So, once again, it was just a huge misunderstanding and it should have never happened to begin with. Or at least there should have been just like some type of leniency, but unfortunately, Russia is going to Russia.
She's wrong for doing it, but the crime should fit the punishment. And that's something that, you know, Russia legal system has to revamp.
I mean, speaking of Russia, Russia has been through some bullshit. I mean, with this whole Ukraine war, you know, we've talked about it a while back in the pod, but yeah, this whole war with Ukraine is still raging on. And there's been a lot of casualties and other just updates about it. And we... At a certain point, you know, I think the war over there is affecting things here, obviously, with inflation and all these other things. And it's unfortunately that ripple effect. You know, we, of course, have never been in a state, U.S. wise, to experience a war like that. But at the same time, you know, I'm saying the people over in Ukraine and how they've been handling it or not handling it in this case is always kind of scary. But. You know, I mean, between Putin and the other powers that be and the other world leaders, I mean, they've tried their hardest to like create sanctions or, you know, to like block Russia or to, you know, pretty much like slow them down, or if anything, prevent them from continuing this war, but to no avail. So it's scary times over there in Ukraine and Russia.
It is. It's hard to think about that because it's everyday working people, everyday mothers, fathers, children trying to go home, go to school, just live their lives as normal as possible. And they can't because there's constant bombing, constant killing, constant oppositions from Russia trying to just take Ukraine down. And I think that even though some of the things that are being portrayed, not everything is. Of course, you know, media is just going to show you what they want you to see and want to portray. But I haven't seen anything about, you know, aid, you know, actually inside to get these people out. You know what I mean? Like, I know that we're banding together. I know there's some immigrants from Prague and Ukraine and all the European countries trying to band together to get it. But there's some people who are just not able to get aid. You know what I mean? Lucky for those who can't escape or get some money to fly out, even driving out for the borders. I remember even going about this when there was medical students there that couldn't even leave the border because, one, they were Black, two, they weren't even citizens, and they were citizens because they had their documentations and their passports, but they were not even letting them. So there's so many undercover stories that we still don't know. And, you know, I hear that. And I also, there's one thing, I just brought up something. There's also a war in Haiti as well, too, that's not even being documented. The same kind of, you know, scenario with Ukraine, you know, with the arms dealership and the situation of gangs taking over the capital in Haiti as well, too. Like, all of these stories of just inhuman injustice is going on, and there's not transparency there within the media. And that's something that always bothered me. I'm like, what's really going on in Ukraine? What's really going on in Haiti? Like, tell us the real story. I don't want to keep seeing journalists going over there, risking their lives, and sometimes even being murdered trying to uncover the truth. But
yeah,
maybe we'll see a trend in 2023 where things will change. I don't know.
I mean, if 2023 is just a rollover of 2022, then I quite
don't
frankly
put that out there.
I mean, I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be. But I mean, it be you know, sometimes, you know, a pattern is a pattern for a reason, you know what I mean? And, you know, I mean, we've seen the government, they probably haven't done anything to stop stuff, but it all comes down to people's voices and, you know, getting things done. There's been other things that happened last year that should be highlighted that we have not covered, but needs to be mentioned. For example, Roe versus Wade, that was a huge one. Mm-hmm. They done fucked up now, like...
And you know what's so funny? I used to hear as a child, history repeats itself. And I never understood what that meant until Roe v. Wade was overturned. And I'm like, okay, all right. It makes sense now. I got the glasses now. Nothing will change. Why are we repeating the same things, the same cycles? Like, historically,
well, unfortunately, you know, you have politicians and you have other people who are stuck in a very old mindset of, you know, regardless of the rules and regardless of the laws that are being passed, there's still some people, regardless of those laws, are still stuck in the same mind frame of, oh, women and femmes do not deserve the right to choose, you know, their bodies and, you know, right to choose.
They should have been expired by now.
Should have been.
But mind you,
those mentalities are now being passed to the next generation, and now those people are the ones who are reiterating those type of rhetorics. So it's not necessarily the old fossils that are causing this shit to happen. It's the new people or the new generation who inhabit these type of, you know,
thought processes. Hopeful for Gen Z to come over with an uprising and we can have some post-apocalyptic something go down, because you know that's going to come. You know what's coming. I don't know if I'll be alive to see it. But some shit will be going down. Like, I can't create the scenarios in my head, but Gen Z has been stepping on necks since they were born.
As they should.
Unfortunately.
As they rightfully should. Because, I mean, you know, that type of shit is just really ridiculous. And, I mean, the fact that, you know, it was overturned and, you know, everyone had to kind of find, like, even at work, you know, it was just the notion of like, oh, we are going to support people with women and femme rights as it relates to this. If you have to travel outside of state in order to get some type of care, we are support like your travel. And that was a very controversial aspect of, is that, you know, not to say legal, but is that something that should be allowed, especially in the workspace or not? So, I mean, it, you know, that one decision just rippled into so much other topics that people weren't prepared for, because once again, this was a law that was already established back when it was. And yeah, it's just fucked up how, you know, they would change these type of laws that have been in place for so long, but the original freaking Bill of Rights, the Constitution, those old shits, they never want to touch. Right. And they're so outdated. It's nuts. It's like operating with a 2003 iPhone in 2022.
Yep.
Or 2023.
Yep. Makes and no just sense. For some background for anyone who's not aware that about Roe v. Wade, in 1973, U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a woman has the right to terminate her pregnancy. However, in August of 2022, that right was revoked, and certain states, red states, were determined to have a woman's right taken away in regards to termination of her pregnancy, whatever the situation is. And you know, some of those bumpkin states, I mean, I don't want to stereotype, but you know the Alabamas, you know, the Mississippis, Arizonas, the Louisianas, those are the states that, you know, statistically have high populations of African-American women. And those are the mm-hmm. ones states that are trying to regulate women's rights.
The Trump and bumpkin states. Yeah, absolutely.
So now you want to do the bumpkin
states? No, I was saying the Trumping bumping states.
Oh, Trumping bumping. Oh, that sounds terrible. Ooh. And you know, 1973, you know, well, I still think 30 years ago was the 70s, but we not. Oh my God. So.
Very much. It's very definitely not. The 90s.
It's definitely not. But not showing our age. Wow. Still wasn't so far away in time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's still relatively new in comparison. Historically, it's relatively new.
Yeah, and I mean, within the century, yeah.
Just, it boggles my mind. I'm glad to be a New Yorker. I'm glad New Yorkers, I actually looked into this. New York already had a woman's right to choose before the ruling in the U.S. Supreme Court. So, kudos. And I would say New York City, because we both went to school upstate. So, yes. New York City, thank you for doing your thing and, you know, promoting the lives of women, whether or not they have a choice to terminate their pregnancy or not, for whatever reason, solely based on their choice, you know. And for me, that's important to me. Absolutely. I know a lot of men don't understand.
I mean, men will never understand. And I think even, I mean, thankfully there are people who are allies, or men mask who are allies enough to understand the importance of it. But honestly, that Roe versus Wade affects everyone. It's not just women itself. It also affects mm-hmm. men. It also affects, you know, other people of the identity. So, you know, we really have to start seeing these type of rules and laws as not just one dimensional. You know what I mean? And that's one of the things that was really important with this overturning, that it affects all of us. And I'm glad mm-hmm. that, you know, people were at least able to like speak up and voice their concerns, because it was fucked up. It was really fucked up.
Yep.
Damn Supreme Court. Ugh. The worst. Speaking of the worst, Queen Lizzie, R.I.P. baby. Oh no, Queen Lizzie deserves those shots. Fired. She was not a great person. Don't let the crown fool you. Don't let Netflix's The Crown fool you. She wasn't a good person. The English Empire was not a good entity. And
they still not.
you know, the moment she hit the box, everybody had something to say. So, you know, I mean, most people are saying like, oh, don't clown the dead, but well,
so she might come in your dreams and try to do something to you. I'm just saying.
And do what?
I don't know. The same thing that she did during her tyranny.
She's gonna, of all the people to haunt, she's gonna come and haunt me. Give me a break.
It was the audio horns that pissed her off the most. You know, some kind of paranormal activity going down. I'm just saying, watch your back.
Queen Lizzie could come see me if she needs to, but I don't think it's gonna end well for her. Ooh. She was in her 90s, son. Please, she has bigger fish to fry down below. She'll be all right.
All right. Moving on.
Or not. I don't care. No, fuck. Like, she's not my
Tell family. Me how you really feel. Tell me how you really feel.
I'm currently telling you how I feel.
Come on, bruv. Let's get in it.
What else happened that we should highlight?
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, I ran away from all things winter related, right? Mm. So this is why Miami was such a big kind of conquest, so I don't have to like shovel snow and chip ice off my car. However, one unfathoming morning, I got up and it was kind of nippy out. I checked my weather. It was 40 something degrees. And I said, wow, what is this? I go outside. Guess what I see?
You see, I don't know. What can you possibly see in Miami?
Miami. Woo.
Did Jesus you see a Christ. Pimp train walking down the street?
Okay, no. We're going to just cut it short. I saw freaking snow. Snow in Miami. I decided to stay in Miami for Christmas, whatever, all the winter escapes, because I did not want to go to New York because I saw what the weather was going to be like. And the snow twist. Came to me.
Yep.
It came to me. I had to wear a bubble jacket. People was just frolicking on South Beach in the snow. Like, and I'm like, why y'all happy there's snow out? Like, you don't understand snow. If snow is coming now, next year, I hope this whole freaking global warming does not even come down to Miami. I ran from snow. Like, it was cold, freezing cold. Like, crazy cold. And I couldn't believe it. My mother was like, yo, suck it up. You used to take the bus. Yeah, you used to take the bus. All my friends, they're like, you used to take the bus in 4 feet of snow outside waiting for the B-15. And if anybody knows about the B-15, it never comes. So, you know, you had that protective layer of petroleum jelly on your face just to block out any wind chill. You had your scarf wrapped up, choking you to death, you know. And I did all of that. But since I've acclimated to the nice Florida weather, I cannot deal with it. So the snow was outrageous for me in my, especially Miami, one of the warmest places in the freaking U.S. You know what I mean?
I mean, mind you, once a snowflake hits any part of the South, shut down. It's over. People will lose their minds. They don't know how to handle it because that's not something they handle.
We don't really shut down. I told you, people outside looking at it, like, you know, if you see aliens come in the sky, they're like, oh, and they're pointing and looking up in the sky. No, it's not that monumentous. Like, they wanted to frolic in snow.
Well, I mean, for example, like, I know, like, Atlanta, like, Texas, all those places, once they get, like, some type of snowfall, everything's shut down. Like, nobody's driving, nobody's moving, they ain't got That's salt. True. So I imagined it would be something similar in Miami, but y'all Miami people, not necessarily you, but y'all Miami people are a different breed of human where y'all see snow and then y'all are twerking in the middle of Rodeo. Not Rodeo.
I did not.
Rodeo. But one of the drives. One of the drives down there. You know what I'm talking about. I know Rodeo's in California. Not the point, but y'all niggas be twerking in any type of weather anyway. So quite frankly, it was nothing new.
You never twerked in some cold weather?
I never had the pleasure or ever will.
Okay. All right.
I don't think that's my jam.
Even with that snow, I don't even know how Southwest can even come with the apologies because the weather conditions definitely made them rethink how they're going to give people their money back with the massive flight cancellation. I think that, you know, moving forward, Southwest would be not giving the two free check bags no more to just try to cut back on costs, because the whole algorithm with Southwest that I learned after hearing about the massive cancellations is that Southwest never denies people seats. You know what I mean? So that's the formula. That's the formula. So no matter where you are, you will always have a seat. If you fly a Southwest. So all they want to do is fill up their seats instead of like trying to make priority seating. So they know like other airlines like Delta, JetBlue, American, they'll say first class or more legroom or this, that, and the third. But Southwest does not have that. And this is why costs will always be low. They're able to give free check bags, at least 2 free check bags per flight, and also have seats available for people to go from one place to the other. And another thing with Southwest is that they don't have hubs. You know, most airlines have hubs where you have to transfer flights. Southwest, if you fly on Southwest, let's say you fly from one city to the next, and that airline is closed, that means your second flight will automatically be closed. Now, if you fly with a Delta or a JetBlue or American, you get to a hub. Go to the hub. I don't know if they're the ghosts. I'm just saying. You go to a hub. At that hub, they can redirect flights with different planes to charter you to get to your final destination. That's if you have connecting flights. That was the issue with Southwest canceling flights. So if you have a flight leaving from Miami and you have to stop in Atlanta and your final destination is in Missouri, if the flight is stopped in Atlanta, you are automatically won't be able to get to your ending destination in Missouri.
Correct. AKA asked out. A lot of people were asked out. So, I mean,
I felt bad. People, a bride missed her wedding. I'm sure there's so many other stories. People didn't get to go see.
And it was
their
around the holidays
members.
Time too. So I mean, it was even worse where everyone's traveling for the holidays. This whole airline shuts down these flights. I'm pretty sure most of these people booked these flights in advance or way far in advance. And for all that to happen with no type of contingency. And you know, the Dutty vouchers they give you for a little hotel where you got to stay overnight. Nope. That's the worst. Nobody wants to be going through that bullshit. So, I mean, Southwest had a lot of apologizing to do, but the damage was done. So, quite frankly, there was really no way of salvaging all that loss. So, yeah, Southwest really fucked up.
Yeah, they fucked up, but if the prices are still low, I'm still going to buy a ticket. Mood. My mother had to stop me from the Frontier year, I forgot how much it cost. It was like $600 for the year. I was like, I'm getting on. And she's like, do you want to die? And I'm like, oh, fuck.
I mean, funny enough, I actually saw a TikTok. I mean, outside of Frontier, but I actually saw a TikTok where, you know, if an airline cancels your flight, you're actually, I think there's like an airline rule where you're actually owed like about like up to $1,000 or owed the amount of the flight and then some. There's some calculation.
Like 4 times. Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know that, but that is definitely a rule. And those airlines, of course, don't promote it. So you have to obviously look through like the rules and regulations when you're, you know, booking your flight. But yeah, if that was the case, a lot of people were owed mad bands. With that cancellation. So, word to the wise. And now we're going to rattle off some Black history moments of 2022. Some good, some bad. I just figured we'd just rattle them all off in a quick little roundup. So, you know, first and foremost, the top shows and the movies of last year, Abbott Elementary did its thing, you know. The show won a lot of awards with the different people on it, especially Miss Quinta Brunson and the other cast members. So congrats to Abbott. Love that show. Watch it religiously. Can't get enough. Black Panther came out. Pop, pop. Everybody was in the theaters for that one. You know, I respectfully went as well. And that was a grand old time. 3 hours, but it felt like... It felt like nothing. You know what I'm saying? There was tears. There was gasps. There was ahas. I'm still not sure about that. So, that was definitely a moment.
Definitely ahas. I'm not
sure I understand. Oh, don't know what's going on with that voice.
She wants some of that Black Panther.
Wowzer. All right. Moving on. Diddy and Carisha became a couple.
They're not a couple.
Oh, they... They're not. Oh no, Preg. The Pregs. Preg?
Okay.
I forget the story.
Okay.
I forget. How about you, Felicit? I forget.
I don't know the story, but I know they together, but they not, and you know how that goes.
Oh, they together, not together.
You know how that goes. You know how that goes.
But then he just had a baby. So
he just had a baby, which, you know, that's nothing new in relationships in 2022.
That is nothing new. In the sense of a race, Nick Cannon is always in the lead with his 12th. Nick Cannon has 12 children. Just let that sink in. This man has populated a quarter of the earth.
You know, I wouldn't, I'm going to stop you there. I wouldn't get mad at him for that. Because
I'm not mad at him.
My grandparents had about 14 children. The issue is.
But with the same person.
Each other. They had him with each other. Each other. Nick is definitely just sowing his wild oats.
He's giving Father Abraham. Had many sons.
Just for the hell of it.
Many sons had Father Abraham.
It makes no sense. Now Mariah Carey wants to file for custody. I don't even know where that comes from because I thought they were rock solid. Again, if you are having multiple children with multiple mothers and you can't even spread your time wisely between each children, you should make better choices. And I don't like the fact that he kept saying, you know, at the New Year's Eve ball drop when Andy Cohen addressed him about, you know, what he would do with, you know, his fertility, and he's like kind of mocking, saying my body, my choice. You know what I mean? And
that's the part I don't like.
That's the part I don't like.
I don't like the fact, like, through all the appearances that he's been making lately, I mean, it's unfortunately being made as a running joke, but he's in on the joke. And he's just like, you're my body, my choice. You know I'm coming out with 14, 15 next year. And I'm just, I don't like it. That's the part I don't like. But at this point, if you decide to be in 5 inches of Nick Cannon, that is a choice. That is a choice of you getting impregnated.
No.
That is not an option. That is a choice. Because y'all know his track record already. And I'm not to say like, oh, blame the femme or woman, whatever. But it's like, if you decide to get pregnant with him, then it's just like, come on, son. You know that you're now officially on his roster. And it's big yuck. No, thank you. But yeah, you know, thoughts and prayers to the kids. Because the kids will grow up and they will see what all this shit is. And look at their siblings on some, yo, we gotta rise. We gotta rise.
Oh,
up.
No. Not we gotta rise.
Oh man, another Black Twitter moment. The Tory and Megan case. This is another example of everyone throwing on their legal hats and stepping up to court like Annalise Keaton with that walk. Because everyone had an opinion, everyone had something to say, but then he was proven guilty, rightfully so. And you know, ever since, people have been very quiet. They quietly put their degrees away and just said, oop, I made an error in judgment, and now I'm going to fall back into obscurity. I mean, it is really nuts how, you know, even just the beginning when we heard about it, and, you know, with all the evidence and everything there, and, you know, Megan, like, pleading her case and all these things, and people were automatically slut-shaming her, automatically saying, oh, she's lying, automatically saying she's doing it for clout, automatically just attacking the victim. And now, plot twist, the victim actually being the victim, who, quite frankly, the case wasn't even about her. It was mainly about Tory Lanez because he was the culprit, and him being proven guilty. Now everybody has a different tune or no tune at all to even address. So, I mean, it's the irony for me. It's the protect black women seriously for me. And, you know what I'm saying? All these Twitter finger niggas that think they could just say shit on the internet, they felt it. And that's that.
It definitely showed who's for and against women's rights, for sure. And, you know, even with Black Twitter, we don't take anything seriously because everybody's focus was on Tory Lanez's father. This was my first time actually seeing him. And I must say, I was not disappointed with all of the memes that I saw on Twitter.
It's giving Meet the Lanes.
I hope that never becomes a show. Please, no.
Spinoff of Meet the Browns.
It sounds, Yeah, I can't. And you know what? Killed me. Took the poor baby out of school. You know, he wanted to play with his friends, learn his ABCs, play with his cars, and you dragging him, patting him on the head.
Just are you talking about Tory Lanez?
Tory Lanez, his son, bringing.
Oh,
him.
I thought yes. You were talking about Tory Lanez going to like learn his ABCs because on account he's a small child. Okay, sorry.
Oh,
his child.
Yes.
Okay, I see. That's, yes.
Okay.
Using right. The son for clout.
You think he's gonna be in Gen Pop?
Son's gonna pop. I'll tell you that much. we shall see. But something's gonna pop when it comes to Tory. Hopefully, he doesn't pull a. R. Kelly and pull out an album while
oh my god
oh, the answer was fucking yuck with that one. I don't even want to get too much into detail, but R. Kelly released Rally releasing an album saying I did it or I admit it or
I blame Vibes for that,
right?
That
I did that Vibes, shit
he opened up that pathway where people think that they can create from jail and it'd be a hit
and not some of y'all niggas actually listening to that shit. Yuck. It's giving Big Dutty. I don't... no thanks. This shit was... The one track was like 13 minutes or some...
You listened to it?
I didn't listen to it. No, I didn't listen to it, but I heard that other people listened to it. It was like a very long song. Yuck.
Trapped in the jail cell kind of thing.
Trapped in the cell part 35 to life. Give me a break.
Yeah, no. I'm not doing that with him. Nope.
Yeah, no. R. Kelly. And they I think they have another doc on him on Hulu or some shit like that.
Really?
I'm tired. I think it's like Surviving R. Kelly part 2 or another part of it. I'm tired of hearing about this guy. I'm tired. Leave us alone. Tory, go away. R. Kelly, go away.
Yeah.
No thanks. Bun it.
Bun it
big time. Yep. Is there anything else to highlight?
Yeah, I think we pretty much kind of covered everything.
Yeah, 2022 was a wowzer. It was a wowzer for me. But there were some good parts as well. You know, first and foremost, on a personal note, I got engaged.
Oh, wow. You got engaged.
I did get engaged last year. So that was a highlight.
You locked down. Clink, clink.
Wowzer. When you say clink clink, that reminds me of jail. That's rude.
And we already talked about it is, you know.
We already talked about two people that were currently imprisoned, rightfully so. Not
so. we can talk about, you know, does marriage feel like prison?
That no, be it all, does not. It does not feel like prison, but it does.
You don't know that.
What do you mean?
You don't know if marriage feels like a prison.
Don't let these Twitter men's fool you, okay?
You don't know that. You just got engaged.
What I'm just saying. In general, I feel like, yes, I am engaged, but the grand scheme of being in a relationship with someone and that relating to marriage, I don't think it's a prison unless you make it a prison. I think that's really what it is.
I want to hear your opinion 10 years from now.
Okay, fair enough. And I will not be doing a sentence. I will be doing a paragraph. I was trying to stick with an analogy, but that didn't work out.
I want to hear your sentiments 10 years from now.
And, okay.
If we're still friends, because I'm still evolving. Let's go back to that. I'm still evolving.
Well,
I'm still evolving.
Thank you so much for your efforts. any highlights for you of 2022 outside of...
No. Well, I can talk about a few, you know, things that I would like to block in 2022, you know.
Then let's go
for queen
it.
Of the block. I'm
yes,
still
you are.
I'm still going through that.
Queen of the block.
So my thing is, you know, minor inconveniences with, you know, food items. And I just saw this TikTok and it really like sparked the interest with me with that because a young lady was talking about the bacon opening. Have you seen it? Having bacon open, but unable to reseal it. Like we all live in a house with at least 16 people. So if we open the bacon, we can't close it back again. So if you want to get 2 to 3 slices of bacon just to cook for yourself, the bacon will always be open. And this has been going on for my entire life. I agree with this young lady. Why haven't we developed the Ziploc bag on the actual bacon?
Gotcha.
And the price of bacon keeps going up. every time I see $15, $16, $10 to $16 for a pound of bacon with no resealable, I would still have to go out and purchase a Ziploc bag to put the bacon in the Ziploc bag after I open it up, because I can't cook a whole 1 pound pack of bacon just for myself. You know what I mean?
Why not?
Why would I do that?
Bacon I'm not is in that, the mood for that. Bacon is that girl. I'm sorry. I could fuck a whole
You will
of,
cook a pound of bacon for I yourself? Will.
I can't now.
And induce salt intake, hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol. You will sit and, okay, and this is a problem. Because of this, people like you, and I'm not even trying to point, this will just lead into more comorbidities of people within the Black community.
Okay,
Dr.
Still
Tourette's. Try to cook a whole pack of bacon. After it's cooked, what you gonna want to do? Eat it.
Duh.
I mean, exactly. And that also led me, you know, the minor inconvenience of food items. Like, we've paid so much for food. Food is being inflated with prices. Why haven't they decided to put can tabs on all cans so we can open them without can openers? Why is that a thing? Why does certain brands, I'll say it, Green Giant, Hat, Green Giant, Bushes, Ibera, all the, I've done my research, you know. Why can't we have a can pop? I have to always find a can opener to try and scream my things around to try to open the can, you know what I mean? And it's not good for me. You know, it's not good for those with arthritis, you know. It's just, these are minor inconveniences for me. True. I could overcome it, but it gets annoying sometimes, you know what I mean? I pay too much for my grocery bills. I go in there for one thing, and I come out spending at least $150, $200, and I don't even know what I bought.
Sounds like Target. Sounds about Target.
Publix here. Publix is expensive.
Oh, but Publix is...
But that food is so good.
Right? Oh, my God. So you can't resist. You can't resist a Publix. But those are very good things to block for... from last year to
now. Yep.
And we're looking forward to more things on your block list as we continue this pod. So yeah, I mean, let's wrap it there for now. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a perfect way to wrap it. We are back once again. We're switching things up a little bit. You know, we're not going to be dropping as much episodes as often, but where it lacks in quantity, we're going to make up for in quality. So
that's right.
We just want to make y'all know and aware of that, in case y'all thinking like, oh wait, what happened to the episodes? We're going to focus on, as I said, less quantity, more quality, and hopefully that just allows you guys to be able to catch up. You know, the podcast realm has completely changed from the last time we've recorded, so we just want to be mindful of our schedules, but also everyone else listening, and hopefully y'all can interact with us in between episodes on our socials or wherever y'all can find us. And speaking of, make sure to follow us on Instagram at SI Podcast, also on Twitter at SI Podcast. Make sure to also find us on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, and
TikTok. Yeah.
TikTok as well.
And also remember to email us with any type of questions or any type of information that you want to be highlighted on the show at sophigpodcast@gmail.com. That is sophigpodcast@gmail.com.
Burr, 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 burr.
You like that? That was my announcement voice.
Yeah, I see that. You should get into the business.
I'm still evolving.
Fun.
You know what? I can't stand you, but for 2023, I'm still going to keep it in the holster. I'm going to keep repeating that affirmation to me every time I wake up in the morning. Wow.
Affirm. No, I'm agreeing with you. Affirm.
Yeah, that yes was a little bit too fast. You know what I mean? But you know what? Let's end with a rovism. I am going to end with a rovism, you know, just something that's going to motivate you for the week. This is one of my favorite songs, and it's just something that keeps me going. So I could have my Gucci on. I could wear my Louis Vuitton. But even with nothing on, I made you look. Thank you.
Deep.
Thank you.
Poetic. It's giving
you just gotta keep making them look.
A tree.
It's from one of my favorite songs. That's so great.
You're not gonna say the song.
They know it.
Who's they?
They know it. Shh. Say bye, Vixie.
Who are you shushing?
You.
Anyway, okay. Well, thank you all for listening. Appreciate y'all. And yes, we're just going to wrap it here.
We will it's catch always all. Fun.
Yeah. Good times.
You know what?
Okay. No. Sign us out, Roby.
Yeah. You know
say,
what?
Say bye, goodbye, Roby.
Bye, Roby. Thank you, guys.
Say goodbye, Roby.
Bye, Roby.